Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Mike Gibson and Jan Highfill. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about something really nice that's coming up soon, a concert. So Mike, we're going to start with you to tell us about the time and the place and invite folks to be there.
On Sunday, this week, 2 days from now, the Lullaby Foundation is sponsoring a Lullaby Festival of Choirs, and this will be held at First Church of Christ out on the highway across from the fire station, and at 2 o'clock. And we have five different groups that will be participating in terms of choirs, anywhere from a motion movement choir to the community choir and a couple in between there. Okay. So
all ages? Several groups.
Yeah, we do have a children's choir as well, and the pastors and worship leaders are also singing together in a group, which should be kind of interesting,
yes,
to say the least.
Yes, so, and that's probably a group that people, I'm guessing, maybe haven't heard before.
That particular group, yes. We're all rookies from that standpoint of getting together and just trying
fun
to do something off the fly.
Yeah, that's really fun.
I had an inspiration about that a long time ago, and good. So this was a good opportunity to try to pull that off.
And most pastors, most people who work with churches have some musical experience of some kind, I think. And so, and this way to showcase it a little
you
bit
betcha
more.
Yeah,
yeah, that sounds like fun.
All get together and do that. Yep.
And Jan, I know you have to have a part in this.
Yes. I'm one of the producers.
Okay.
I like to call us producers.
Okay, yes. And you will be playing the piano.
Yes, for the community choir and the pastor's choir.
Okay. No solos?
No.
Piano,
it's
solos
about
Jan.
All
okay
about choirs.
It's all choir.
In fact, one of the choirs is you. When you come, we have an audience participation.
Okay, very good. So, Mike, what are some of the songs, some of the tunes that are going to be included?
The community choir is doing two specific tunes: Glory to His Name, and Heaven's Choir, just two traditional choir anthems that you would have on a church Sunday morning. And we've been practicing for approximately 2.5 weeks, two or three times a week, and they've done a really good job, and we're pulling that together, and a couple of rehearsals left, and we'll be ready to go. And then we're going to have a sing-along of couple traditional hymns from years gone by, It Is Well With My Soul and How Great Thou Art, and then just a congregational type setting, and then two of the more contemporary praise songs, The Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. We're singing that, as well as You Are Holy, Michael Olivia Smith's version of that. So that'll be just a big group congregational thing that we do is together, and those are kind of those in between things between groups, and then we're gonna try to pull off the big one. We're gonna try to do the Hallelujah Chorus there at the end as a total congregational thing, as well as the choir is gonna be up there singing, but it'll be a full audience participation and not just the choir doing that. So that'll be an interesting piece on how that all comes together as a finale.
It's lovely to hear, but maybe even more feeling when you actually get involved.
Yeah, and you know, everybody pretty much knows it, but not everybody's had the opportunity to sing
That's
it.
Right.
And so here's your opportunity to come and sing it for the very first time, and music will be provided so everybody can see the music itself. Yeah. So if, you know, the words aren't going to be important, so don't let that be a hindrance.
Okay. So Jan, you said you were one of the producers. How do you go about getting all these groups together? And
I'm getting better at delegating. So I'll comment a little bit on the few of the groups.
Okay.
The Motion Choir is directed by Myra Kyle. And I'm also in a group. Some of us women are in a group with her, but this is mostly children. And she said it'll be a surprise as to how many children there are.
To her as well as to the people
there,
okay?
So, they've been practicing on Wednesday afternoons at the Methodist Church, and I think it's something that if you haven't seen any of this, you're going to be pleased and surprised. And the children's choir is directed by the Weplers. And Angie was so excited the other night, I couldn't hardly get a word in edgewise.
Oh, that sounds great. You know, that helps us all feel good when somebody's so excited about something.
And the Bell Choir is, they're color-coded bells, which are very, very simple to play. You have a CD of beautiful background music, and then a person with the flash card. So if you see your color, you ring. And the highlight of this group is the Cass Inc. friends of ours. There'll be, we may have some children, we may have some, we will have some adults. Mm-hmm. Playing along with Cass Inc.
Sounds like something I could do even. I mean, you don't have to be able to read music. You just get into following the directions and having a good time.
Yeah. Right. I think that's the essence of that one, for sure.
And the Cass Inc. people are so excited to help out and give back to the community. And you can, you'll want to come just for that if you don't come for anything else, because they have so much fun. And then we've talked about the pastors, busy people. So
of course,
to get them together, that's a small miracle. Yes. And speaking of miracles, some of us have been going through some trials lately. So we decided, because we feel a little weak, it's going to be a very strong program, because God's going to have to take over, and He will. So I think it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Mike, now you mentioned you direct the community choir. You want to talk a little more about the community choir?
We started like the week after Easter, starting some practices, and we've been working on two songs. We got about anywhere between 30 and 35 people. And everybody's got this busy time of year with school stuff finishing up and schedules and everything. But we've come together. We've had a mixture of people each and every practice, so it's been a challenge. Yeah. But that's the way it's going to be.
And so, from other towns as well as Atlantic,
mostly local. I know my dad's singing from Audubon. So I know he's coming in. We got some Anita. And so I know we do have some outside coming in. And that's always refreshing to have some of those people from outside. You bet. That's great. That's fantastic.
And Jen, we need to talk a little bit about the Lullaby Foundation, because the Lullaby Foundation is sponsoring this. So why, and what's the purpose here?
We'll be taking a free will offering, if we haven't said that. We're really excited about what happened last year when we did the Messiah. These are some of the same singers. That the money that was collected that day, we gave 14 scholarships to band students who would not get to go on the band trip. So, and then in response to that, when the story came out in the paper, someone gave a memorial donation to Lullaby because their daughter had been in the band.
So, it just kind of grows sometimes, isn't it? I mean, that's a positive kind of thing, when it's kind of like the ripples in the water, right? It kind of just reaches out and grows. That's great. Great. And I know you, in the past, you've given to a lot of different purposes, but mostly to support children in some way or another. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. We have a brand new focus and guidelines that we're all excited about. It's called the Sweet Dreams Project, which we had before. And now we are the Sweet Dreams Project, which is up to $200 to any... this time it's Atlantic School District child, and they would maybe speak to a teacher or a pastor or anyone who would, and you can apply online at Lullaby, spelled with an E, foundation.org, and then someone would take them shopping. And we've given... they might need a pair of shoes for show choir, but it's not all about the fine arts. It's athletics, it's
to meet a child's need.
Coats and maybe a yearbook that they wouldn't be getting or an activity ticket, things like that.
Okay. So if you come to the concert, you're going to find out a little more about the Lullaby Foundation.
Yes, you
as a, part of this whole program.
Yeah, intermixed in with the choirs and audience participation, there'll be what we're classifying as infomercials, per se. There's a couple minutes here and there talking about different areas of the Lullaby Foundation and the responsibilities of those that are working with it. Okay. So it'll be good to hear, because I've heard some of it last year, and so I'm anxious to kind of hear some of the changes that they've done this calendar year.
So, Mike, again, time, place, when you're inviting folks to come and enjoy.
This Sunday, the 29th, 2 o'clock at First Church of Christ across from the fire station, and we would appreciate anybody and everybody's welcome, and free will donation, and we're good to go.
Come and enjoy.
You bet.
Thank you to you, Mike Gibson, and to you, Jan Highfield, for visiting with us today.
Yeah, no problem.
And here's a thought. If you believe that feeling bad or worrying long enough will change a past or future event, then you're not dealing with reality.